You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. We have a few more minutes with our current guest, Mr. Seth Wickersham, senior writer at ESPN and author of American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. I mentioned earlier, I'm a Bear fan living in Packer country here, and I've taken a lot of abuse over my the course of my life. But what do you say about Packer fans? They are great fans. This is such a great story, having a professional sports team in a town of 100,000 people. Have you been here?
I have, many times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, like, you know, when I was at the Broncos-Packers game this year when really, you know, it was kind of the beginning of their season kind of slipping away because, you know, Parsons got hurt in the third quarter of that game. And, you know, they had a lead and Denver was able to come back and win it. And, you know, I think that, like, this was a weird season.
Yeah.
As evidenced by the two teams in the Super Bowl. But, like, you know, the players that we were used to seeing contending at the end and the teams that we were used to seeing contending at the end really weren't. And so it was a chance for, in the AFC, you know, teams like Denver and, you know, Buffalo to an extent, and obviously the Patriots, to make a Super Bowl run when you don't have Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and all these great, you know, Joe Burrow, all these great quarterbacks that you have to get through. And in the NFC, you know, the Packers clearly thought this was their window, you know what I mean? And this was their time. And, you know, I think the NFL generally, you know, has a better story to tell when the Packers are, you know, among the very best teams. And so I feel for Packers fans that, you know, that this season was really set up to be terrific. And it just kind of slipped away due to a couple of things that were unfortunate, a couple of decisions and some bad luck. And you know, in the other sense, I don't feel bad for Packers fans for having, you know, a 25-year run, 30-year run of just, you know, elite, phenomenal quarterback play.
Yeah, you're speaking to the choir there. So, all right, I want to ask you, Seth, this has been bothering me. I'm not a marketing genius, but I have a brother-in-law.
Neither am I.
I have a brother-in-law, and my sister lives in Cleveland. I've never wanted to take over a franchise and just say, rebrand, page one rewrite. What is going on? Those uniforms are horrible. The name of the team is awful. I mean, I know they're named after a legend, but why would you want to go there if you're a player? It drives me crazy. They just need a complete reboot.
Go where?
Cleveland, to the Browns.
Oh, sorry. You broke up for a second.
Oh,
there.
That's okay.
Well, yes. And so, you know, and I've had some history with the Browns in writing about their dysfunction from ownership down. So, you know, I have particular insight into that, but I think that, like, you know, there are teams that are just consistent underachievers. And, you know, until recently I would put the Bears in that category. And I think that, like, you know, I think from, like, if I were a marketing executive at the NFL at 345 Park Avenue in New York City, I would be severely worried that, you know, these markets that matter to football fans, like New York, two bad teams, really irrelevant teams, like Chicago until, you know, this past year, major market that just has no real oomph and buzz around it. You know, in Cleveland is one of, you know, look, they're an iconic team, an iconic franchise, and, you know, they can't, for a lot of reasons, you know, kind of get out of their own way.
Yeah.
And, you know, we thought that everything that had happened with the Browns under the Haslam era, you know, was like the worst at almost every decision. And then, you know, to give Deshaun Watson the contract that they gave him and to trade the capital that they traded away for him and to get the output that they've gotten from him is really just astounding. I mean, you know, they own the worst trade in NFL history.
Oh, that's a great answer. Seth Wickersham, it has been great getting to know you. Really appreciate your time. Have you given any thought to your Paul Newman movie?
Man, I mean, God,
let's,
you know,
do
that
this.
Was like the one question let's that I wasn't quite ready for.
Let's do this. Favorite sports movie?
Ooh. I mean, you know, we made the Uncle Rico reference. You know, Napoleon Dynamite's not exactly a sports movie, but it is very heavy sports themes. I mean, you know, Moneyball is a great sports movie. Man,
Hoosiers,
I'm trying to go through.
Rocky.
Yeah. You know, I think Moneyball appeals to me a little bit more, but I know that there's a better answer that I should be giving that I haven't quite thought of.
No, that's great. And don't rule out The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh either. Seth Wickersham, keep up the incredible work you do at ESPN. It's been great having you on the show, and we look forward to your next book.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I would say my favorite sports movie is definitely not Draft Day, which I happen to, you know, be in for, a split second.
And that's what your cousin Nick Schwartz had helped you prepare you for. And
he
sadly
helped me prepare for my big half second on screen. He did.
Oh, man. Well, listen, that's just the start. I said, you know, I started in intramural sports. That's like your intramurals. You'll keep going and
exactly.
Take some acting classes and you'll be right there, buddy.
Exactly. Life is long.
Exactly. All right. Nick Swartzen, Seth Wickersham. Thank you so much, buddy. Great talking.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you.
You got it. All right. That's Seth Wickersham. Check out his book, American Kings, a biography of the NFL quarterback. You can also check out his other outstanding book, also a New York Times bestseller. It's Better to Be Feared, The New England Patriots Dynasty and the Pursuit of Greatness.
We're back.
All right. That was fun. That was great, man.
That was so much fun. You know, just getting to learn about some of these quarterbacks. You never know really what goes into it.
I like learning about the quarterbacks, but I also like talking to Seth and reading about him and how diligent he is and meticulous he is when it comes to researching a story. He's just investigating or for a book he's writing. It's fascinating stuff. And that was great. Thank you to Tucker Ligarski, who I think set that up. That was great. This is Nightlight, folks. If you missed the first hour of the show, you can always download or listen to the podcast at civicmedia.us, where the rest of our interview is with Seth Wickersham. And we talked about... Well, we introduce our question of the night, which is, what is your favorite Paul Newman movie? It is Paul Newman's birthday. I think it was yesterday, actually. And we've got a long list of texts we need to get to. Paul Newman is a beloved actor and a fine, just a good person. Let's not forget about Paul Newman. Like, in addition to his on-screen talents, he created an entire line of salad dressing and all kinds of food items where the proceeds go to charity. And that is pretty cool. Most of us would love to be in a position where we could do something like that, but we're not. We have to go give blood or work in a soup kitchen. This guy created an entire line. Have you ever tasted any of Paul Newman's salad dressings?
His ranch.
Yeah, Newman's ranch.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of risky there going with a ranch, though. It's like the most... Do you dip pizza in a ranch?
Yeah, I do.
Did you tell me you did that?
I do.
That's gutsy. So let us know your favorite Paul Newman movie. We'll read your text on the radio. Coming up in just a few minutes after news, sports, and weather, in about 15 minutes, Frank Hermans will be here, ladies and gentlemen. The legendary Green Bay institution, Frank Hermans. We always love when Frank comes into the studio, and this time he is bringing a banjo. So we'll have a few laughs with Frank, hear about his new show, and he's going to play us a country tune on the banjo, which I think is going to be an absolute blast. Heather Heil will join me in hour number three, or act three, as we like to call it here at Nightlight. She will be here, and Heather is the director of business development at the Green Bay Children's Museum, does an outstanding job there. And we'll talk to Heather in studio at 7:20. She is always an absolute blast. I want to talk a little bit about a movie I saw. I watched it this weekend. I actually... I actually watched this film instead of watching the Rams-Seahawks game. I hadn't seen my wife like all weekend, and she likes football enough. But I thought, you know what, let's watch something together. And I realized watching a movie together is not like totally quality time because we're both sitting there in silence staring at the TV. But it is still a shared experience. And I know Conrad saw this film too, The Rip.
I did, yes.
You liked it a lot. You liked it more than I did. I liked it.
I liked it, and I did, you know, when I did the beats, whatever day that was last week, I did say it, I recommended it, you know, and I thought it was a fun, like, not fun, it wasn't really funny, fun cop kind of film between these, you know, obviously these two guys have, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, they've been in so many movies together.
Got a history.
And I thought it was interesting, because I didn't know what to expect when I heard, you know, when I heard about it, and I saw the trailer, and I thought it was a good Netflix movie.
There is a caveat when you say a good Netflix movie. It's true. Because I know what you mean. They all, I will say this, the Rip, Netflix movies all have kind of a similar aesthetic. The Rip did not have that. The Rip had a pretty good, like, movie theater look. Maybe initially or originally it was going to go to theaters. I don't know. But it reviewed well. It got an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. But it's interesting. I'm always fascinated by films with A-list movie stars. Like, they're a popular duo, and they're popular individually. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. 64% of audiences liked it. 16% less than critics. I found that interesting. Like, what was it about that movie that you think audiences didn't find appealing?
I think we see these two guys in you know, unusual roles where it's more comedy-based. And I feel like it's a different kind of movie for them, but I don't know, critics, maybe because Netflix is going to buy everything, so they want to give them good reviews,
maybe.
yeah you know, the reason I did like this film though is because there's not a lot of movies that keep me guessing the whole film,
right?
And it did keep me guessing a lot.
Yeah, same here. I have no problem with that. I did find it a little convoluted at times, but I did like it. Here's what drove me crazy. I think Matt Damon's a really good actor.
Okay.
I find him to be a more talented, natural on-screen presence. Great charisma that's natural. He doesn't have to be doing a lot to get us to follow what he's doing. Ben Affleck, I find him always to be acting. And I notice it, and it bothers me. And with him and that cigarette in this movie, oh, my God, I wanted to slap it. Okay, we know you smoke. We know you're trying to look cool smoking. You're this Boston suburban kid who wants to be a street kid. I get it. You're smoking and looking gritty. I just don't buy him.
Yeah, I get that. You know, there's some other films where they're together and I don't buy him as that person either. Like,
right.
That one, what is that one movie they did for Apple TV again?
It was something about The Instigators?
Yeah, I didn't buy him either in that movie.
I just don't buy, like, here's the thing though. I give him a tip of my hat for what it's worth. I'm a guy hosting a radio show. I'm not one of his peers. However, he's a great director. He's a really good director. I like The Town a lot. Argo was excellent.
Air was fantastic.
Air was great.
Yeah.
And he was okay in that. He, you know, he wasn't as, I don't know.
I don't, I'd say him wasn't the main themes. You know, he wasn't the main person. He was playing Phil Knight, but.
Yeah. Anyway, check out The Rip. I agree with Conrad. It's a good Netflix movie, and I just realized we both made it a pick in the beats. You told me you did, and I totally forgot about that. All right, when we come back, we are going to read your texts, and I'm going to tell you a story about a weather person that got very lewd texts, and it's her own fault. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. Frank Herman's coming up in 10 minutes on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It does not feel like a Tuesday, I will say that. It feels like a Thursday, which is kind of a false sense of security because we got a long way to go till Thursday, but we will do it in the way we do it here at Nightlight by talking about the things we love to talk about. It was great to talk some sports earlier in the show with Seth Wickersham, a senior ESPN writer and author of American Kings. And Frank Hermans will be along momentarily. Love his outfit. He's got the banjo. We are going to have it. I mean, it's just a blast anytime Frank comes by, but I got a feeling this one's going to be even more special. And Heather Heil in Act 3 will be here, too. So some fun in-studio guests. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Paul Newman movie? Lots to choose from, and we will read your text in just a moment. Con, I saw this. What is it with, I mean, do you know a guy like that in your group? Anytime something comes up, if he can tie it to sex, he will. Or make it a sexual innuendo somehow.
Yep, definitely.
I know people like that too. And sometimes I only laugh at them if they think they're really funny. Because that to me is the comedy in it. If someone actually thinks they're clever and says stuff like this, like, come on, next. But it's the person who really owns it and commits. And this is great because there's a weather person in Oklahoma City, News 9, Lacey Swope. I saw this on my new favorite site is Whiskey Riff. She was too vague with a request for viewers. She wanted them to send in snow measurements, but she posted on Facebook and asked people to send us your measurements and location. So people immediately flooded her page with measurements of, as you can imagine, guys, mostly, although some women chimed in too about their anatomy. So most of the replies from men range from 3 to 7 inches. And one guy joked it was too cold to get an accurate measurement. I'm a good 3 inches in this weather. Women even got in on it too, with posts like 36, 24, 36. And even the serious replies seemed funny. One woman said 2 inches. She got 2 inches. It was a far cry from the 4 to 8 she was promised. So, and then this weather person, Lacey Swope, went with it. She leaned in and shared a photo of herself holding a Vienna sausage, and she joked, they're the go-to snack that fuels her when winter weather hits. Think she knew what she was doing?
Yeah.
I think so, too. Very under. We should try to get Lacey on the show.
Bring some of the would measurements with her?
Yeah, would that be like, hi, Lacey.
We saw your recent post.
We saw your post, and we know you're all into measurements, so... We haven't gotten much snow this winter, but I will say this. For whatever reason, every time I either get up in the morning or go leave the studio to drive, there is snow coming down. And it's just enough to make the road crappy. That's why I hate this winter so far.
Yeah.
It's really brutal. Our question of the night, as I mentioned, is what is your favorite Paul Newman movie in honor of his birthday yesterday? Mike. All right. I need help again with this town name. Muscata. Every time, like, Mike will text, like, once every 3 months, and I have to learn how to say this town again. And I know people are going to chime in and tell me, and that's fine. Mike from Muscata says, The Hustler. Great film. Minnesota Fats, Jackie Gleason. The Color of Money was the sequel with Tom Cruise. It came out, like, 20 years after. 414 says, Cool Hand Luke. Another vote for Cool Hand Luke. Paul Newman says, I bet I can eat 50 eggs. Great movie. Excellent choice. That's Ellen. I'm sorry, that is not Ellen. That was Ellen from Milwaukee. And Ellen says, HUD, a movie I have not seen, a Paul Newman film I have not seen. Thank you, Ellen, for the text. Steve, that's Conrad's dad, checking in from Florida, says my favorite Paul Newman movie is Cool Hand Luke. You think your dad was using voice text there? He said, my favorite Paul Newman movies is Cool Man Luck. That sounds like a Saturday Night Live parody of the movie. But Steve, it means Cool Hand Luke, of course. And he says where he set the record for eating 50 eggs. Also The Sting with Robert Redford. That's mine, Steve. But Cool Hand Luke is right there in my top 3 or 5 for sure. John in Madison in the 608 says Cool Hand Luke. And Pamela from Lodi says, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Nice, Pamela. It's the second vote, actually, for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Bill from Waukesha says, Best Paul Newman movie, HUD. I have to see HUD. I'm embarrassed I haven't seen HUD. Brian from Green Bay says, I'm just glad This is in reference to when Seth Wickersham was here. I'm just glad a long-suffering team like the Patriots made it back to the Super Bowl. Yeah, how about that?
It only took them about, you know.
How annoying
five, five
is
years.
That? Not even, right? It's
four years.
I hope this is like a false sense of security for them. I hope they...
No, Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel. He's a good coach.
Thank you. Yeah, he's a fantastic coach.
Whatever.
it all points that team, that defense is...
It hurts.
Yeah.
Anna from Madison on the 608 says, Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Paul Newman movie is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Paul and Robert Redford were great together. No argument there, Anna. Awesome. Bridget from the 818 says, Cool Hand Luke, my first Paul Newman movie and my favorite. Such a good actor. Can't take your eyes off him. Sounds like Bridget has a little crush on Paul Newman. And she's not alone. Tyler in the 608 says, Shaking the Bush, boss. Shaking the bush. I can eat 50 hard-boiled eggs. What we have here is a failure to communicate. There you go. Some Paul Newman lines from Tyler. Thank you, Tyler. Brian from Green Bay says, The Sting had a Marinette middle school teacher in it. He got hit with a guitar, Mr. Maurer. Yes. Oh, my God. That's great. I forgot. Brian, that's so interesting. My parents are friends with the Maurers. And Mitch Maurer, who you're referring to, was a teacher at the Marinette Middle School or high school. He was an extra in that film because he went to a theater school, I believe, for college. That's a great pull. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Brian. Jim from Appleton says, definitely The Hustler. All right, we are almost caught up on text. When we come back after the news, Frank Hermans will be here, folks, and he has a banjo, and it's going to be spectacular. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
There you go. You got a great lead-in song for a great guest. One of our absolute favorites joins me here in the studio. I've turned the lights on because he doesn't trust me.
You got heaters going on in here, dude. There's heaters everywhere.
We accidentally had two heaters going, Frank. Oh, yeah. And they're identical. Yeah. They're right here.
Yeah.
Conrad's like, I can hear them. Like, okay.
Turn them down, man.
Do you want more
Turn
heat?
The fan down.
Is it too cold?
I'm hot, dude. I'm hot-blooded!
If you're watching on the stream, you have to check out Frank's outfit.
It is
just fantastic. Glenn Campbell, probably.
Kind of Rhinestone Cowboy kind of looking there.
Awesome.
Yeah. I had this made for me years ago. I did a Hank Williams impersonation. And this was 20 years ago. And this is what I wore. And so I brought it out for this next show.
And you have an entire factory or warehouse
I do.
Costumes and
I have
sets.
So many costumes.
Like,
you're
an institution.
You know, it's funny. People on Halloween, they always want to borrow costumes. They come over. I never see them again. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. You got something from the 70s? Yeah, I got like 20 leisure suits. Bring it back.
So you lend it to them.
Sure. I lend them to them, but then I forget about it. And then next thing you know.
I think we got something in the back. Yeah, Frank Hermans is here, folks, of Let Me Be Frank Productions. Yep. He is an absolute institution here in the state of Wisconsin, and more specifically in Green Bay at the Meyer Theater, where he does outstanding shows. I have to tell you, I was so sorry. I talked about this all year on the air about how I kicked off the holiday season in 2024 with your show at the Meyer, took the kids and my wife. We had an absolute blast, and it just set our Christmas season in motion. So our plan was to do that again. My daughter got the flu and had to stay at Stevens Point for like two extra days.
Wow.
In her dorm room alone. Everybody had left.
Oh, what a bummer.
So I went and got her, and she was starting to feel better, and I would have felt like such a bad dad, Frank, because my wife said, we just can't. Everybody was sick.
Yeah.
So my daughter, I go, if you're feeling better, you and I can just go way back there. She's like, I'll do that, Dad, if you want. But my daughter is musical theater and loved your show. And I could tell by her enthusiasm, she just wasn't into it.
Not feeling
it
good.
Awful.
Stay away. if you're sick.
Yeah.
You know?
But we all got it.
We got, you know, we do 70 dates a year at the Meyer Theater. You can catch one of them.
I know, but Christmas, yeah. That Christmas show is so great. It was in another, you said it was great this year.
Well, it was all about Whoville, you know? I played the mailman. I had a prosthetic the whole show. I looked like a who?
Prosthetic what?
Yeah, prosthetic what? Yeah. I had a makeup guy make a nose for me, so I looked like a who. All right. And it was a great, it was the who's versus the what's. It was so fantastic, great. Hilarious. And then a great message at the end, you know, Tom Grinch, you know, he spreads his scent everywhere and then he cleans up after.
Tommy G. Yes. I love that. Tom Grinch. Now it hurts even more that we missed it. That was such a fun.
We'll be back next year.
We'll definitely come next year. You can't get sick every year at the holidays, but it's good to see you. How are you? What is new? What is going on?
Well, we're right in the midst of a rehearsal for a brand new show called Manoa. Rodeo. It's a spoof on the rodeo in Manoa, which started back in 1959. 70 years, Midwest Rodeo Association. Biggest thing happened in Manoa, which is 394 people or whatever. Yeah. It's a big fundraiser for their Lions Club. So I thought I'd write a spoof on it about the Manoa Rodeo Queen. That's kind of what we do. And I play a character called Snotty Quackman, and I am the main sponsor of the Manoa Rodeo, and I sell concoctions. If you have an ailment of congenital, I can cure you. Anything. I'm a snake oil salesman. And I bring some THC-laced cider to the rodeo. Yeah, everybody has a good time, let's just say.
Where is this show?
It's at the Meyer Theater. Right. It opens, of course, February 5th. Thursday night, runs for 3 weeks. We're also going to be at the Capital Civic Center.
There's all the
there's
shows.
A picture
you
got
to
right
watch
there.
On the stream, folks. Yeah, yeah. Tune into the stream. You can see what Frank is wearing. You can see this poster. It's just it's the way to go. So Manoa Rodeo. Meyer
Theater.
It's
all we haven't done a country and western show in a long time. So there's a lot of new stuff in the show. I mean, we do everything from Garth Brooks to Shania Twain, Keith Urban.
Oh,
but there's some newer stuff in the show too that you'll love. And my girls, man, they can sing.
Yeah, everybody let me be frank.
Everybody can sing, and you know it's a funny. I got the villain in the show. Kind of villain is he's a Cowboys bull rider. His name's Slim Shady. Slim Shady, but he always quotes Slim Shady lines. The
like
music,
Eminem?
The moment, you never want to own it. It's pretty funny.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, let me just ask you this, Frank. Your Christmas show. Goes after Christmas, like a week or something like that. This is 3 weeks later. How'd you do this?
Like, I had the show written the second week of December. Okay. I had it written already. We had the music. Like, I'm already working on our next show, which is called Shopko Say Hello to a Goodbye. I just picked all the music. It's all 70s. I got the storyline in my head. I just got to sit down and write the script, which I love writing conversation. Comedy conversation is what I love to write. And each character is in my brain already. I know where I'm going to go. I don't know how it's going to end yet.
Okay.
Oh, I do know how it's going to end. Because Shopko closes, right? And I'm going to give it out right now.
So depressing.
Okay, so the manager of Shopko wants to save the store. So the big banner of Shopko is behind, and he says, "Welcome to our new store." And then the banner comes down, Dollar General. Because so many of those Shopkos, like Chilton and New Holstein, they became Dollar Generals.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at them up.
Wait a minute. So Shopko, like, do you have to get permission from them?
They're out of business, dude.
Well, I don't know if they're like still an LLC or not, but there's no Shopko's left?
Shopko Optical is still a company.
Shoptical, baby.
Yeah. And, you know, and I know one of the lawyers from Shopko. I didn't ask her yet, but... You know, I've only gotten 3 cease and assists in my life, and one was from Hee Haw, one was from Paul McCartney, and one was from Grease, the musical Grease. That's
how did
the only
they
time.
Find you?
You put it on the web. They got lawyers searching for that crap. Copyright infringement.
Last night, I talked about this thing that this is a revelation. Paul McCartney admitted that he and John Lennon used to pleasure themselves together with a group of other dudes.
Really?
Yeah, and he said it was like
the circle jerk.
Conrad, can we say
can
that?
Can I say that?
I think we can.
I don't know.
That's just, it's two
just
words.
A bunch of jerks.
It's never came up before.
It's just two words.
Yeah. So they said they would do that. And he said, you know, we're hanging around, like drinking, and just one guy just started. And I'm like, that's a brave guy. Like the first one in. Come on.
Sorry, guys. I'm out of here.
I've been to my share, but I'm never going to be the first guy. That's all I'm saying. So I thought that was funny. So Paul McCartney found you.
Yeah. Well, his management company, because I was doing a show, and they wanted to see the script, so I sent it to him, and they wanted me to take one line out, because it was called Beer and Wings. Get it? Wings.
Yeah,
I'll do the music from Wings. They didn't want me to say that he ate chicken wings because he's a vegetarian. That's all I had to take out of the script.
Oh, that's nothing.
That was not. I said, no problem. I still said it.
I am not sacrificing my artistic integrity.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So, all right. So, Shopko, say hello to a goodbye, B-U-Y-B-Y. Yeah. That's awesome. And you don't have to get, like, even Shopko Optical, they're not going to give you a hard time about that.
We'll find out. You're haven't heard anything yet.
Looking down the barrel of your fourth cease and desist letter.
Well, they don't use the same logo.
So okay, so.
That's an old one.
Oh, that's an old one.
That's an old one. That's from the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And 70s music. Love that. But let's talk more about Manowar Rodeo. So you're at the Meyer. You got a couple week run there. Mm-hmm. What do you do if they all sell out? Can you add a week or is
well, it? Well, not, no, because the Meyer books stuff around us. And so we're the main tenant. We do 70 dates a year there, but they book stuff around us. But there's ample room. I mean, the theater sits 1,000 people, and we got 12 shows. I mean, it's there's always room. We do have some buses coming in. In fact, Manawa, the Chamber of Commerce, Manawa, sent in 2 busloads.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but there's lots of room, and tickets are available at TicketStarOnline.com or MeyerTheater.org or my cell phone number, 920-371-4070.
That's so
give
great.
Me a call.
My guest is Frank Hermans, folks. Yes, he is here in the studio wearing this awesome getup. He's got a banjo with him. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're talking about his new show, Manowar Rodeo. And you're nice enough. I know you're kind of the, I think, cock of the walk. Can I say that?
Can you say that?
Down there at the Meyer Theater.
Okay.
But you're nice enough to lend it out to Sean Cassidy, who's coming into town February 17th.
Sean gave me a call, and I asked him if I could sing one of his songs today. So I countrified a Sean Cassidy song for you just a little bit. I'm going to play a little bit.
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
Oh,
yeah,
no way.
Because you had him on a guest last night. I mean,
he was
come
great.
On.
He was so much fun.
He is so beautiful.
And he wants...
He's a beautiful human.
He is because he's got that winery that he founded just to feed kids. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But he said his tour, he wanted old... beautiful theaters, and he's got the Meyer and he's got the Barrymore in Madison.
So he's doing it. He's doing it his tour. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Okay, so Manowar Rodeo, February 5th
through the 22nd. Yeah, we had that. We end on a Sunday on a matinee at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
12 shows to come to. And hey, you got to ask me my favorite Paul Newman movie, though. You haven't asked me that yet.
It's on my list.
Is it on your list there?
I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Oh, you got to look. Cars.
That's what Conrad said.
Yep.
Cars is my favorite. His voice in there as the Edsel was fantastic.
He was out. Hudson Hawk, right?
I'm getting Doc Hudson.
Doc Hudson. Yeah.
What's Hudson Hawk? That's a Bruce Willis
movie. See, I thought it'd
be
a new one. I was gonna say Hombre, but that's an old one from 1967.
Have you seen HUD?
Yeah.
I've never seen HUD. Yeah, I gotta see that. So.
It's okay.
That's a great one, though. Yeah, Thank you, Frank.
Good stuff, yeah.
So tell us too. Let's talk about another very important date you have because Frank plays all the big rooms. Mm-hmm. He's got the Meyer. We know that's a big, beautiful theater. You're also going to the Bayshore Arts Center in Marinette, Wisconsin this weekend. Peace in Marinette, Christmas City, USA.
And there's tickets still available. It's my tribute show. We call it our mini Las Vegas tour because normally we bring the show to the Plaza Casino in Vegas the last couple of years. We're not going this year. So we just played the Ishwaubenon on PAC this last Saturday and then this Saturday. Of course, up in Marinette at the Bayshore Performing Arts Center. Beautiful venue, great sound, but you're going to see Elvis, Reba, Neil Diamond, George Jones, Barbara Streisand. We have the best Adele impersonator you will ever see. And, of course, Cher might make an appearance. You know, we're hoping that she's going to be out. Did I say Barbara Streisand? I don't know if I said that yet, but... And you got to see my wife as Reba. My wife looks and sounds
awesome,
just like Reba. Yeah. She's fantastic, and
I would
lots
argue
of comedy
that Amy
in the
has
show.
A better voice than Reba.
You know what
do you say about that?
I think she does because she's so versatile.
Yeah.
She also does impersonations of Connie Francis, Dusty Springfield, and Brenda Lee. So she can change her voice. She's got one of those manipulable voices, like where she can do impersonations and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's just fantastic.
That's so great.
Yeah.
And I'll say, if you're in the Marinette area or don't mind, that's worth a ride from Green Bay parts beyond Escanaba to come down because the show is so great. We got my parents tickets to that show last year.
I remember.
And we were going to do it again, but they wanted to come to the Christmas show. So, but then they're like, they're in their early 80s.
Yeah.
We've got the flu. They're like, maybe we shouldn't go. It's awful. Yeah. But they had a blast at this Marinette show last year. So it's going to be the same deal.
Yep.
Bayshore Arts Center and Reba, Elvis, Cher.
Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Karen Carpenter. Did I say that? I don't know if
you
I said
did not say Karen
and
Carpenter.
Adele, I got to tell you a funny story. When we were in Vegas 2 years ago, Adele canceled at MGM. So we were the only Adele in Las Vegas.
Oh, no way.
And she looks and sounds just like her, man.
Oh, that's so great. All right, we're going to do a quick break, folks. Frank Hermans is here. When we come back, he's got the banjo. If you're watching on the stream, you can see the banjo in the background there.
Yeah.
We're going to play some banjo. Woo. And Conrad's got the jug. We're going to turn this into an official Hoot Nanny. Right, so we'll do all that.
Yeehaw!
We'll read your text. Casey on the stream says, Cool Hand Luke, the bet he could eat 50 hard-boiled eggs during filming. Paul ate only 8 eggs. He just went down a peg in my book. I thought he ate the full 50.
Yeah.
Spitting them out in between filming. Of course he did. They're hard-boiled eggs. Give me a break.
Yummy.
All right. Frank Hermans is here from Let Me Be Frank Productions. The show is Manawa Rodeo, February 5th through the 22nd at the beautiful Meyer Theater. When we come back, he's going to play something on the banjo for us. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Were the mics just on? Okay, good. Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We are jamming through a Tuesday night here. Heather Heil coming up in Act 3 at 7:20. Right now, we've got our pal Frank Hermans in here, he's got a new show, Manawa Rodeo, February 5th through the 22nd at the beautiful Meyer Theater right down the street here in downtown Green Bay. Just an absolutely gorgeous venue. If you've never been, you have to go.
Well, it was opened up on Valentine's Day in 1930, and it was the last Fox Theater built. They built it with that Mediterranean style, that old fashioned look. And tell you what, when they redid it in the 80s, they put $10 million into it, ripped all the walls off, put all the gilded gold back on. The pipes were busting back in the 80s because it was called the Bay Theater. They had three theaters, and I remember going there as a kid. In fact,
like
I broke
movies?
A bottle of Jack Daniel's one time. We were drinking
at
it. The poor people in that. I don't even know what movie. It smelled like liquor. But it's a beautiful. We're so lucky. It's my. This is our 19th. Year
oh,
at the
incredible.
Meyer. It's our 27th season, but our 19th year at the Meyer.
It's got
Theater.
All these ornate, the attention to detail when they built it. I love when you're on the upper level,
mezzanine,
the balcony, mezzanine, and you go and there's these little foyers or places, these little nooks, and I just want to go sit there.
Yeah,
even though I have no reason to do that because that's what it was like back in the day.
Sure,
beautiful, beautiful space.
Yeah. They kept it nice.
You're going to play something for
us. I'm going to. You know, since you had Sean Cassidy here, who's a personal friend of mine.
Okay.
Just kidding. I thought I'd countryfy one of his songs. What do you think?
I love it.
Made him on a Monday and my heart stood still. Da-do-run-run-run, da-do-run-run. Somebody told me that his name was Bill. Come on. Da-do-run-run-run, da-do-run-run. Yeah, my heart stood still. Yes, his name was George. And when he walked me home, da do run, 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 da do run, run.
My personal favorite Sean Cassidy song was probably That's Rock and Roll. Do you remember
that? Oh, yeah. That
great,
was a great
I forgot
great
about it.
So, did he have like 3 top 10 hits? Or
he had three. He had That's Rock and Roll, to Do Run Run, and then Hey Deanie, Won't You Come Out Tonight.
Hey Deanie, Won't You Come Out Tonight.
Yeah.
Great song.
He said he walked off the stage in Houston in front of 50,000 people in 1980, not thinking it would be his last show, but he didn't go back for like 40 years until 2020. He put a little tour together, but big time pop star, you know, and really grounded because his mom was cool, Shirley Jones. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
That's like the Nepo baby of Nepo babies. But
and then he just started producing and writing.
Yeah,
that's what he did for years. Yeah, TV.
And he preferred that.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever.
Not the limelight.
Tell us about this instrument.
This is called a banjo, or a banjo tar.
A banjo tar.
I'm sorry. It sounds like a banjo, but it's fretted.
Yeah.
And it has six strings. Now, when you play a banjo, it's tuned like a violin, or a ukulele. So it's, you got to play it differently. Okay? Now I'm a guitar player, so I know all the notes on a guitar. So it's easier to play this, and it sounds the same.
Plus, you got
an extra string.
Two extra strings.
Well, the four string, but they have some five string banjos. Yeah.
I have a three-string guitar and a one-string banjo.
You do.
And it sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that kind of guy.
You can do that.
God, I had so many notes. Never even look at my questions when you're here, Frank.
Because we have so much to talk
about. I know. All right. Season ticket packages for Let Me Be Frank. That's what I want to go over because they're really worth it and they're a great deal. So
yeah, it's a great idea for a date night. I mean, five great nights of entertainment. They're called flex tickets, $185 a piece. It's $5 off a ticket. Plus, one thing that people don't know, you get an extra bonus show. I do a show just for the season ticket holders at the end of the year.
Oh, nice.
To thank them, I feed them cookies, and I try and sell them season tickets to next year. So that's kind of the push. But it's and you get to pick your seats. They're called flex tickets. So let's say, I really liked Manimal Rodeo. I want to go again. You can use one of your tickets for that.
Wow.
Or you can use all of them if you want to bring your family and friends. So some people buy a pack of these flex tickets, and they can use it for parties, you know, bringing friends or bringing their, people they work with.
So you also do private events.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. What is that? Is that like when Spicoli hired Van Halen to play his birthday party with the reward money?
The corporate events are the cash, baby, because you could just ask a certain amount and they pay it.
Yeah.
For instance, Procter & Gamble bought two shows out of this last two shows called Don't Squeeze the Charmin. Well, they make Charmin. So, and we do it other corporate events throughout the state. I also have my tribute show, which we're doing up in,
Marinette.
Of course, Marinette on Saturday. We do that everywhere. Plus, I got little side shows that are not with a band. They're track shows. My Al Capone show. And there's a couple other ones that I do that are just the Brent the Musical show I wrote about Brett Favre.
Yeah.
So we do those all the time.
Do you have rehearsal right after this?
I do.
Okay.
Heading over there, yeah.
All right, we'll
so you keep me as long as you want. I don't care.
Are you sure?
They can start without me.
Because you wrote a book I want to talk about after the news, but I was going to try to squeeze it in now. But
please do.
What is your favorite music to perform?
My favorite is the 70s. I grew up in the 70s. I really liked the 70s music. That's when I started playing guitar. Before, you know, when I started playing guitar, like in middle school and in high school, I learned every John Denver song and every Eagles song. So kind of was my forte. And I just love disco. I know that's hard and weird to say. I love disco. I love the Bee Gees.
Me too.
And then I go back to Elvis. I mean, I'm a Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
The old Elvis, man. Thank you very much. But that's kind of my gig. That's my music.
That's so great. Yeah. I remember... where I grew up in Chicago, everybody, all the neighborhood guys hated disco. I never understood it because I secretly liked
it. That's because everybody liked it. That's when it's popular.
Probably.
Like Taylor Swift. People hate Taylor Swift. She's phenomenal.
She's excellent.
What a writer.
But I watched a documentary about 10 years ago about Disco Demolition Night at Comiskey Park.
Yeah.
And it totally made sense because there was this guy from the south side of Chicago and he goes, "We didn't like the fact that if you wanted to meet girls, you had to put on a suit now." Like, these are corner bar guys.
That's a good Chicago accent,
just
by the way.
Well, I've been around those guys. All right, Frank Hermans is here. He's going to stick around a little bit after the news. Maybe play something on the Tangelo again?
I'm going to do it.
We'll figure it out.
I'm going to do something.
And I'm going to ask him about his book. I didn't know he had a book. He's got a book, and I'll tell you about it, too. That's coming up after the news. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.